We often trace our Thanksgiving holiday back to the Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony. It's true, they did have a feast of Thanksgiving, but it seems to have been a one-time event, an event about which we have very few clues. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
Stephen O'Neill is curator at the Pilgrim Hall Museum in Plymouth, Massachusetts. He's often asked about the first Thanksgiving. All he has to go on is one paragraph published in a book in 1622.
Basically, it's Edward Winslow describing that the harvest had come in. They were celebrating for a couple of days. They practiced their arms. They had, you know, the big feast. And then Massasoit and 90 of his men came amongst them. They brought in 5 deer to share with the English. And that's basically it. And that's the origin of our national holiday.
Little is known about the celebration, but we do know a few of those who attended.
The only native we know for certain who was there, who was named, was Massasoit, the sachem of the Wampanoags. As for the English, we can identify who was there based on the genealogical record that Governor Bradford included in the back of his History of Plymouth Plantation.
While today's holiday is held every November, it wasn't so in the 1620s.
It seems like the first Thanksgiving, what we think of as the first Thanksgiving, was a unique event, and it doesn't seem to have been replicated or ever repeated. There were other days of Thanksgiving, which, you know, were set aside by a governor or a town council, which more or less would have been celebrated with a lengthy church service and then a much smaller dinner afterwards.
So how did we get the Thanksgiving we know today? That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.